Hello and welcome to the Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League with me, podcast, Matt Ford.
And me, beans on toast, John Richardson. This is the podcast where we follow the highs and lows of the FPL teams of some of the country's funniest people.
Now, at the time of recording, we are halfway through double game week 36, and the scores as they stand are not too good for me.
A spanked bottom.
I'm on 27. Fundamental mistake, I didn't bench boost on a double game week, and that has thrashed me.
What are you playing at? What was the logic behind that?
It didn't occur to me. That was the logic.
So you've still got your bench boost?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, looking at silver linings, there isn't a full double game week for all clubs, but there are clubs with double game weeks coming up.
Okay.
So it's not entirely useless, but you've got to look at the top of the league. You've got to look at who's played the bench boost, and you're pretty much the only one who hasn't.
Mother flipper.
Flipper indeed.
Not to worry.
And I tell you what is becoming... What's frustrating me, apart from the fact I hate football in general and all it stands for, is this old Mo Salah thing that's happening.
What do you mean?
Well, it's time to stop captaining Mo Salah, isn't it? And those that are doing so are being rewarded with extra points. But you always have that fear. Very brave player who doesn't captain Mo Salah in a double game week. But those players who were brave have been rewarded. I would have been better off captaining Joel Matip. I would have been better off captaining João Cancelo. You know, Richarlison. All these players would have rewarded me more than Mo Salah. But the only mitigating factor is that everyone's done it, bar our producer Danny Carr and a couple of other people in the league. So it sort of cancels everybody out because nobody wants to be the one who misses out on those big Salah cream points.
That's right. And the reason why is it's just sod's law, isn't it? You go, I just know the one week I don't do it, I'll get really punished. So if we're all
Manchester
in this together.
Manchester United away. It remains the difference between me and the three or four players above me. I'm confident.
I mean, I'm still holding 12th, even on a bad game week. But I think part of that is because, let me just get my team open here. Yeah, I mean, my Arsenal players are rubbish, frankly. That's a real shame.
Mm.
They're just not yielding. And Salah's not yielding.
Yeah, well, they did win Arsenal this week. I don't know if you saw.
Yes, I did, John. Did you go?
No, I did not go. I was working. Thankfully, I had a gig in the evening, so I was unable to attend. I did. Do you know what I did this week? I put Eddie Nketiah in my fantasy team, and I took him out because I thought I can't take any profit from him doing well against Leeds United. And sure enough, 5 minutes in, it seems our own goalkeeper is more fond of the idea of Eddie Nketiah having a good game week than I am because he presented the ball to him for his opening goal.
You poor thing. So Leeds now are in the bottom three of the Premier League. Nottingham Forest finished in the top four of the Championship. So actually, there's only a few places between us now, which...
There are, yes. Are you disappointed not to have made second place? I watched you lose to Bournemouth.
Yes, I also watched that. And of course, yes, but that was always going to be a bit of a long shot. So now we enter the great lottery that is the playoffs.
Yes.
And it's very exciting. Obviously, John, we should tell our listeners something. You and I met up yesterday. We saw each other
did.
In the flesh. We had a
in
wonderful
flesh.
Day with our good friends, Danny Booker and Pete Furman, mm-hmm. where we just drank all day. And wasn't it wonderful?
It's nice to be with friends, to share good times, to be able to interact. And yes, to consume alcohol is also nice.
And we went to our favourite sort of like American diner and we had lots of food, mm-hmm. and lots of beer. And we sat around and we joked about our health. It was great fun.
We slagged off our rivals.
Do we have rivals? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I brought that list. Do you remember? I brought that laminated list and we threw darts at it and laughed. And do you remember what happened at the end of the night?
Ooh! You gave me that flipping drink.
I gave you that flipping drink. And I watched a video about this morning. I'd sort of, I'll be honest, I couldn't remember your reaction. The face you pull as I start filming and I pull it out of my bag. I mean, it just shows what a good drunk you are, I think.
Because can you pop it on the group?
I will pop it on the group now, yeah. There's just the... There's just a real simpleton joy.
Oh, no.
I think you'd have got away without... I don't think we looked too drunk on it, but you say at one point, we should have done it at the beginning of the night. So it's one of those... Obviously, we'll share either the video or the audio, whichever is deemed funniest. But for me, it's just the still shot of your face at the beginning. It's a face you don't see very often. It's just wide-eyed wonder.
God, I look really... I tell you what, I look slightly chubby and slightly vulnerable.
Yeah, there is a vulnerability to it. Yeah, I'll give you that.
I'm just watching... Oh, God, I'm such a child. Oh, my God. I'm just watching this back. I look like... God, I'm a twat. Oh dear. I tell you what, I look old from the side. From the side I look a sort of old gammon. From the front on, not too bad.
Oh, good job, you're not a 100-meter sprinter.
God, I look so old from the side. God, I look 50 from the side. I'd say I look 35 from the front and 50 from the side. God knows what I look like from behind. I've got like a fat fishy face. Can't get over how bad I look from the side. Please, from now on, if anyone sees me, only photograph me from the front.
What do you mean when you say you have a fishy look?
My mouth, from the side, I have like fish lips. I've got like a sort of bulbous, fishy face. But you know what I did last night? What I always do at the end of a night is get some chocolate. And I find that that can really stave off the worst effects of any sort of hangover.
Memory tells me you went for a large bar of white chocolate crunch.
Yes, and a orange chocolate swirl.
And what percentage of that did you consume last night?
All of it.
Every bit of it.
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
Well, because it was a large bar of white chocolate crunch.
Yeah, it's very Moorish.
An orange swirl.
Yes. Well, they're very tasty and very Moorish, aren't they? I'm not going to save it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to eat it right there and then. It's not, you know, it's not like it was a raw sprig of broccoli. You need to get home and cook it. Do you know what I mean? I'm just going to eat it.
Just going to eat it. Yeah.
I love chocolate, you know.
I'm not bothered about it. I'm a crisp man. Crisps and chips.
Hang on. I bought you a bar of chocolate.
I know, I haven't had any. I didn't have any. I'm going to give it to my daughter. How do you like
kidding.
That?
So on the train back, you didn't have any chocolate?
No, not a single piece of choc-choc. What
anything
I did
sweet?
Is I drank drink. No, soft drinks. I was hit by instant guilt. And nothing sobers you up like getting on a train and being recognised by the person sat next to you. And they instigate a conversation.
Oh, no.
Oh, very polite, middle-class lady. I love your programme and I love your wife, who I have to say is funnier than you. And I was just sober enough not to say, why don't you fucking marry her then?
Oh, that would be so funny if you did.
I managed to toe the party line, which is where I say, yes, I think so too. Can I talk to you about a point monster? Very rarely, the league, obviously, a lot of the players in the league, let's be honest, joined for the sake of coming on the show and then left their teams to lie fallow.
Yeah.
Your Lucy Beaumonts. Every now and again, I think somebody is not playing the league, and then I get a text message. Russell Howard messages me every now and again.
Yeah.
This week, I got a text message from Joe Wilkinson, manager of Hemorrhoid Wednesday.
Yes, they're doing quite well.
To the quarterfinals of the FBL Cup, our league cup. He's drawn against Russell Howard, and he messaged me this week to say, I really want to beat Russell Howard in the cup.
Ooh, beef, beef, beef.
And I tell you what, he is flying. So yeah. Halfway through the game week, 84 points for Joe Wilkinson. I mean, he's having an absolute blinder.
That guy knows what he's doing. And don't forget the start of the season, the wisdom. And he was avoiding big names and was still doing pretty well. But I think he's made a couple of big signings, hasn't he, later on?
Yeah, so Harry Kane, you would have to say, is not a player for a man who's avoiding big signings. Son Heung-min, also in the team. Coutinho in the team. Joel Matip, Joao Cancelo, Laporte. Man. It's a big team. And I tell you what, Eddie Nketiah on his bench, but he's played the bench boost. So those 13 sweet points in the back of the hemorrhoid Wednesday net. Bad news for Sheffield Wednesday this week, who lost in the playoffs semi-finals. Yes. Will not be going to Wembley. But Joe Wilkinson, interestingly, you're 12th. He's 11th.
Yes.
And the gap between you is now 70 points. Obviously, with quite a few players left to play, you've got six players left to play, including Harvey Barnes, who is at home to Norwich. So a few points there. Pookie's not getting you out, mate.
You make it sound like he's at home to Norwich. Like he's got Norwich coming round.
I'm sure he would. I'm sure Harvey Barnes had put on a lovely spread. And who do you think, if you had to go around and have a buffet tea with any Premier League footballer, who do you think would put on the best spread?
I think you'd have to pick... I would go for an England player. I think Harry Maguire.
Mm.
I think he's a very gentle man. I think he's very considerate, and I think he would go, oh, I heard you like sticky ribs, so I bought loads of sticky ribs. And
how long has he been in Coronation Street?
And I don't really know. And I heard you like cream donuts, but they didn't have any of them, so I just got you some cream buns. I mean, like that, and he'd have tea. I bet he's got like an old big tea mug that's got like a snooker picture on the side and an old coffee. I imagine he lives in a sort of granddad's house from the 1980s. I imagine it's like my granddad's house from the 1980s. Like very warm,
a loud
sweet
ticking
smells.
Clock.
Yes, yes. And like a dining room with like an old dining table and, you know, a wooden rhino on the side and a big pot of spare change and all that sort of thing.
I'm torn between saying Cristiano Ronaldo.
No.
Clearly, he just outsourced the deal, but he'd spend about $3 million on it because he doesn't understand the value of money. So it'd just be like his entire house would be full of food. You'd have to eat your way out.
It'd be like a children's party from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You'd have like ponies there and stuff and a petting zoo. You're like, mate, I thought it was just sandwiches. What are you playing at?
And I think he's a man of an age trying to look after his body. There'd probably be foods I could eat. You know, there are very few Premier League footballers who I think know what quinoa is, but I think Cristiano Ronaldo is one of them.
Yeah, but equally, now maybe they are more diet conscious. You know,
we thought that until the start of the season when that menu got leaked and they're all having burger and chips and chocolate brownie for Pud.
Yes, true.
What I'm not going to go for Ronaldo. I'm going to go for Harry Kane.
Interesting. We've both gone for Harry's.
Yes, I think Harry Kane is someone who would just think, well, I've got people coming around. Everybody likes chips. So you'd walk into his living room and there would be a bathtub full of chips. That's what I think he'd do.
That'd be great. Quite an eccentric choice for a very straight man. So do you think he has sort of hidden depths? Does he contain multitudes? No,
I don't think it's that he's a straight man. I think he's direct, isn't he? He's an in-the-box finisher. You know, he will come deep, of course he will, but you want Harry Kane in the middle nodding it in. And when Harry Kane's got people coming round, he's just going to think, volume, efficiency, whack a load of chips in the middle of the room like a trough, and we can all get stuck in.
And do you think he will provide anything other than chips?
I think it'll be a bathtub full of chips and then sort of condiments dotted around the room. The ketchup's on the telly. The mayonnaise is on the mantelpiece.
But no sides. Arguably, for some people, they'd say no main. There's no fish, there's no sausage, no pie, no curry sauce.
No cutlery, no plates. You'd have to ask him for a napkin and then he'd run into the kitchen and then run into the toilet and come out with a toilet roll and say, well, you can wipe your face with that, can't you?
You know who Harry Kane is, right? Yeah. He seems to have mixed him up with Jack Duckworth.
The cheek after your Harry. Oh, I'm Harry Maguire.
At least it was
been very mean to me this year.
Harry Kane's from London, isn't he?
Eat your chips.
Yeah, more like that. Yeah. I got it all in the bath.
Adrian!
So, okay, but what about drinks, soft or otherwise, and what about pudding?
You'd ask him for a drink, he'd tot, and he'd come back in with a pint glass full of London tap water. You know when it comes out and it's like grey and then it has to settle? He'd just give you one of them. It's still warm because he hasn't run the cold tap for a bit. He don't want you round. This buffet was someone else's idea and he's angry about it.
I think, though, he's the sort of person that would have, you know, like people who go to Costco and just like buy mega stuff in bulk. If you went, oh, can I have a bottle of Coke?
Oh, yeah.
You go, oh, yeah, go in the garage. And you open the garage door and it's just like a wall.
Mick Jagger now. He's like, you go in the garage.
Yeah, go in the garage. You got Coke there, Diet Coke, Cherry Coke, yeah, Coke and lime.
And it'd just be like, oh, you'd be like, wow.
You go, yeah, I know him. They sponsor us. But just bring loads of Coke, man.
I'd be like, oh, Harry.
Yeah, take me if you want.
You'd be like, you'd tie knots in an old jumper and just fill it full of bottles of Coke. Get home, all out of date.
Oh, yeah, definitely out of date. Stuff knocking around, didn't there? Yeah. And he'd get given loads of stuff, wouldn't he? He doesn't strike me as a man who values possessions, Harry Kane. He'd open a ward. He'd be one of those who's lost all his trophies. You go around his house and open the, like, you go to look for the bleach or something because you've done something monstrous in his toilet and you don't know. And there'd be like a cup winner's medal in there or something. He just, well, I don't care about it.
Would you think that would also apply to articles of sentimental value? So say, Harry, do you have any photos of your grandma?
No, I chucked them away. I got them away.
Like, so what, no photos remain of any of your ancestors?
Well, got photos of me in the England kit after the Denmark game. I don't really need no more.
You'd be like that. You're like, oh, but you keep no visual record of any of your, you know, forebears.
No, I can just imagine them gone, though. All the best pictures are up here.
I tell you what, I'm really liking this kind of weirdly sort of... He's a mixture, isn't he, this Harry Kane we've created? He sort of has no emotion.
Can you take that we out? I've got nothing to do with this. You're going down on this ship alone. I mentioned the name Harry Kane. I didn't guide you into this voice.
No, but you, what I mean
this
is...
This monster you've created who just imagines what his dead relatives look like.
You did the bath of chips thing. That was weird. That's what set this all off.
Yeah.
So you did it. This is on you. You began this riff, this improv.
Do you know, I got baths on the mind this week.
Ooh.
I still think about, we did a show a few weeks ago and you'd had something like 6 baths in 24 hours.
Mm.
And I had a hotel stay this week and there was a bath and I thought, ooh, I'm going to have a lovely, lovely bath before my gig.
Go on, boy.
And then what happened is the hotel was next to a Toby Carvery.
Oh, yes, please.
I discovered that you can do takeaway from a Toby Carvery. You can order what you want and then just go around and get it from the front desk.
So can you keep going back like you would at a Carvery?
No, it's a one-hit thing. And I was annoyed because it specified that I would receive roast potatoes with my vegan roast and I did not receive any roast potatoes.
Nice.
I received a great deal of mashed potato and only 2 types of veg. So clearly, you know, the advice is if you can eat in, go get inside Toby. But I didn't want to eat in. I was feeling sensitive and I didn't want to be slagged off by other people. I'd say you was funny. Your wife. I wasn't in the mood for that. That would have ended with gravy and horseradish being poured down a pensioner's blouse. So I thought I'd better eat in my hotel room. I'm very tired. I had the football on. It was a moment of such brief bliss. It had been, you and I both know, Matthew, very busy guys, just busy. I had a very busy period. I drove 1,000 miles in 48 hours. And then I just found myself on a bed in a hotel with the football on, eating a Carvery.
Yes.
And I just such bliss. I didn't want it to end. So I ate so much, I couldn't get in the bath. I thought, if I get in a hot bath now, I'm going to be sick.
Yeah. So did you?
No, I couldn't have a bath.
And the Carvery then, I mean, apart from Potato Gate, how was the rest of it?
Yeah, it was all right. It was okay. Yeah, they were generous with the gravy. I'll give them that. Ooh. They were generous with the gravy. The it was too much plastic. It's all very well me saying I don't want a knife and fork. I'll eat with the teaspoon in the Travelodge. Thank you very much. But if you're just chucking plastic trays at me, it's you know, it's an irrelevance. And they'd put the gravy in a separate one. They'd put the veg in a separate one. And they'd put the vegan thing in a separate one. It was too many.
You know what they should have done is just make a massive, like, Knickerbocker glory out of it. Just put it in one big cylindrical plastic tube. Yeah. And just layered it up like, you know, like a, almost like a Stein, but yeah, with mash, peas, you know, gravy, whatever you want.
And I'll tell you what.
What?
I like it as a forfeit. Sunday dinner and a Nutribullet. I think that would stop being pleasant quite quickly if I made you drink a pint of Sunday dinner.
Is that the end of seasoner? Because that is a cool.
No!
How
dare you? Think you could be bad at this all season and get to have a roast dinner? No. There are other plans afoot.
What do you mean other plans?
A forfeit for this? Well, very excitingly, we have been. I don't know how it tweets. You would have thought it quacks, but we've had a tweet from the Deepdale Duck.
No way. What's he say?
He says, I've followed you so you can DM. And we've had some follow-up contacts from people associated with Deepdale Duck. We've even found out where Deepdale Duck works when he's not at Preston North End. So
the pond?
Yeah. He works in a quacker factory.
Oh, lovely.
It's looking good for you to finally have a pint with a duck.
And I reckon he's obviously like plays a fictional duck, but I also think people who play fictional ducks will also know where real ducks are. And I think this is going to be a great one too, where I'll be with Deepdale and a real duck, and the whole thing will be just a glorious.
Oh, you want to match it together? Do you think he's method? Do you think he sort of stays acting like a duck, or like the day before a game, he sort of becomes slightly more duck-like around the house?
Yeah, his missus is like, "Don't give him bread; it fills him up. Like, yeah, it's bad for him."
It just drinks water out of a bottle.
John, that's one of the best impressions I've ever heard. Can you do that again, please? That's incredible. Oh.
I do that for Elsie sometimes.
Keep going. Can you just maybe... Okay, let's imagine, because at the moment, you're my only connection to the duck world. So I'll just talk to, you know, the duck representative. So hello there, Mr. Duck. Hello. What's your name?
Adam. I'm not very good at talking.
It's okay. Aaron.
I'm trying to say Gary.
Gary. Hello, Gary. Gary, do you think if I tried to approach one of your kind and wanted a pint with them, do you think they would react positively to that? Oh, dear. Is that because I would be perceived as a threat? Oh. Is it just that they don't want to hang around with me? What's your favourite food? Eggs.
I was trying to say pizza.
Pizza, okay. So you really like pizza. What's your favourite pizza topping?
Oh, come on, mate.
Go on. Penzance pepperoni.
He doesn't like toppings. He just likes the bread.
Okay, that's cool. And then just one last thing. What's your favourite film? You don't remember. What was that? Star Wars: A New Hope. It's a long
Home Alone. He's a big fan of Home Alone.
Could you say Home Alone again? Oh, I love the fact that he likes Gary the Duck, who likes Home Alone.
It's a pizza, an extra large cheese pizza, just for him.
Just like in Home Alone 2.
I've got a slight cold at the moment. And
did you have it yesterday?
I did have it yesterday. It came on just after we kissed goodbye. it's I was doing sort of Lily Savage voice all the way home. What happens is I have Five Live on the school run. I drop Elsie off, and then basically whatever the accent of the last caller is, I do for the rest of the day.
Lovely.
Yeah, I don't mean to do it. It's not like a game. It's just that's the way my brain works.
Yeah.
So they had a sort of a Scouse guy phoned in to talk about Brexit. And I was doing a sort of Lily Savage voice around the house just before we joined. Yeah. It's been an absolute shambles, to be honest. It's been an absolute shambles.
You sound like a genuine Five Live caller. That's amazing.
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely love a bit of Nicky Campbell in the morning. He said, here's a joke. We swear a lot, don't we?
Oh,
just because we're like lads and that.
Yeah.
He made a joke this morning, Nicky Campbell on Five Live, that I thought he'd have to apologise for, but he didn't. Ooh. Someone there were two lawyers arguing about Brexit, and one said to the other, this sounds like a sort of old pub gag, doesn't it? But one said to the other, I mean, you're speaking absolutely in hyperbolics. And Nicky Campbell said, a load of old bollocks. And I thought, oh, there'll be a producer in his ear telling him to climb down from that one pretty sharpish. And then he said it again. Oh, I had to text in. Furious of Yorkshire.
I would periodically swear on the radio by mistake. One time was on Sick Music.
That wasn't your fault. We went to tickle you and you said...
I can't remember, actually.
I can. If you tickle me, I'll shit.
Live on Radio 6 Music.
You said you were going to piss yourself.
A couple of years ago on Absolute, I was doing a Liam Gallagher impression. I just went, yeah, man, I just can't fucking have it. My producer's face was just like, and I immediately realised that I'm done. I'm like, oh God, like, when was someone have to start? I'm so sorry. Like, it didn't even occur to me I'd done anything wrong. It was mad.
Good thing about a good impression, though, is that you can, if people have just tuned in, you can say, well, we apologise if you're offended by anything Liam said there.
Yeah. I kind of did do it like that. I still had to admit that it was me, probably for, or whatever, but just such a sad one, because it wasn't like a goal had gone and I've gone, fuck it, yes, or whatever. It had just been such a casual, pointless swear. I just fucking have it, me. Like that. I was like, oh, no. My training, all my conditioning.
Training. Is that about 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
2 in the afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. The Hurricanes are top of the FPL Fan League with 2,529 points.
Jesus.
And second position is a team that I don't think I can read.
Can
you
I
want
see
to read
it?
That?
Hold on, let's have a look. Yeah. Let me just get it. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean,
we're going to do the names individually.
Well, you do what? If you do one and then I do one, then neither of us is responsible.
Okay. Cock.
Schlop.
Diaz. My God. How is someone that foul able to be so good at FPL? You're like, it feels like they should be mutually exclusive, but.
Yeah. So.
Wow. God, that's rude.
Jack's team is 7 points off the lead, and let's be honest, let's hope he doesn't win.
Well, in a way, like, he's given us a lot of pleasure there, hasn't he? So maybe I'm going to be less harsh. I think
no winning in the top 10. We need to have a look at that. Come on, let's sort that out.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what we can do about it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
I don't think there are many women in FPL with team names like Cock,
Schlub,
Diaz.
No, I think you're right.
I think that would benefit the game. A little bit less of that.
Okay, but equally, well done to Jack, but equally not well done in a way.
Yes, yeah. I mean, we could have spoken more about the Hurricanes, who are top. Mark's team, the Hurricane. Nothing wrong with that. But if anything, we've made it worse because we've spent most of our time talking about Cock.
Schlub.
Diaz.
But the Hurricanes, they were a cartoon football team who used to play on the side of a volcano. Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
I loved them.
I do. Do you think it's a pun on, like, wanting Harry Kane to move faster?
Oh my God, I never thought of that. In fact, I never thought that the reason his parents christened him Harry was that it was like Harry Kane.
Oh, Hurricane. Harry Kane, Hurricane.
Yeah.
Oh, this feels like a strand we could have had great fun with had we hit on it during earlier our improv. However, go on.
Well, what I was going to say is football never ends, does it? So there's always an opportunity in the future to do it.
Football does end, mate. It's ending this season, let's be honest. If Leeds go down and Forest come up, that's the end of football.
No, I think so.
I think we'll all agree. That'll do. We've had enough now. Do you want a season hearing people prattle on about two European Cups again? Or do you want mighty Leeds at the top table?
I think I'm afraid, John, you won't like the answer. Not only that I would give, but that the general public would give.
Yeah, don't send in your answers to that question. That's all we've got time for this week. Next podcast will be out after the conclusion of Double Game Week 36.
Remember, 36. Remember to send us new format ideas. We may well, try them. We go again.
Bye.
Bye.